This is our returning champion, Rick McCallum from Chicago, Illinois. Stand by to see Rick play for gold bars valued at $5,967. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a luxuriously equipped Jeep valued at $22,387 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. I thank you. Nice to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion, Rick McCallum. Hi, Rick. You know, Jay was talking about gold bars that you're going for worth almost $6,000. But, of course, as people have been with us know, your prize is determined not only by winning but by the amount of money. And you've got $174 in the bank, so you need just one more dollar for those gold bars. And you'll give it to me now, right? Of course, you got to win. And you're therefore $86 away with the win from a gold motorcycle worth over $10,000. So you might have a couple of choices. Could be interesting should you win today. Ready?
You bet.
All right, good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew.
Hello there, Summer.
Hi.
It is gold, I think, today.
I love gold.
Who does she bring?
She's all thumbs from Santa Monica, California. Here is Sue Epstein.
Hello there, Sue.
And he wants to deliver the news to you. Originally from Berkeley, California, let's all welcome Robert Risbro.
Hello there, Robert. We're a little late on some bargain, Summer. Thank you. Robert, do you want to deliver the news?
Yes, I'm a broadcast journalism major at my college.
Oh, terrific. So your plan is to get into television news when you get down there?
Yes, yeah.
We wish you well with that. Wish you well here. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Sue, you are all thumbs. What does that mean?
Well, Jim, I don't sew, but I do have over 200 thimbles.
Oh, how'd you come to collect thimbles?
I started it several years ago, and I now have a collection from all over the world.
Well, it sounds like it'd be an interesting collection. Nice to have you here as well. Good luck to all three of you. $20 starts you off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do that great shopping. Rick, right away, has got enough money for the gold bars. Of course, got to win. Let's get started with this. What television hero battled the Penguin, the Riddler, and the Joker? Rick?
Batman.
Batman did it as Rick beats everyone of the buzzer. $5 for the correct answer. Rick to 25. What domestic animal is a member of the feline family, Robert?
Cat.
Cat it is. This time Robert is quick, and he goes to 25. The Robert Risbro fan club has heard from. What is the official name of the president's airplane? Robert.
Air Force One.
You got it. Another five puts Robert into the lead. And the old expression, where is your tongue when you make a humorous or teasing, Robert?
Tied.
No. Now, if you make a humorous or teasing remark, your tongue is said to be in cheek. That's a phrase a little before your time.
Mine was tied.
Tied, yes. You lose five for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that. Down to 25. On what part of your body would you wear a coiffure? Robert?
Hair.
Your hair or head. On your head, hair it is. You're right. You've got that five back, and you go into the lead. And a great time to be in the lead, because when an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Robert, you've got a $5 lead over the champion, and you might like this.
Robert, the next time you go shopping, take a load off your feet with your JT's General Store gift certificate. You may select a bentwood rocker in an attractive oak finish with plush back and seat in the in-home shopping catalog furnished by JT's General Store. And it's normally priced at $300. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
That's very nice. I like it. Little Abner and Daisy May, visit to Dog Patch. Do you know anything about Dog Patch?
Yes, I do, Jim. I'm not going to say anything.
No,
he's terrible.
She was one time Miss Dog Patch USA.
No.
I mean, that's really... Forget about Dog Patch now, Robert. Think of the chair. I will tell you... Walter Cronkite sits in a chair like that, Robert. So if you want to be a real good news, you need that chair. $300 for $5. You'd be in a tie with Rick.
Right.
And I'll give you $100 in cash to polish the chair. First opportunity to buy. Are you going to?
Daisy May.
Going twice. He's going to buy. Enjoy the chair. Enjoy the cash. course, it's just $100. And as we leave Sunny Dog Patch, we take $5 away for that, but a goodbye. You and Rick are in a tie. Sue, just a question behind. What comedy actor starred as a character named Egbert Suzet in The Bank Dick? Rick.
W.C. Fields.
W.C. Fields it is, and Rick was in the lead. Facing forward on a ship, which side is port? Robert?
The right.
No.
Right.
No, no, you almost said left. It's the left. You lose five without a 50-50 shot at it. Unfortunately, you took the wrong 50. Rick's got a $10 lead. Name the James Clavell bestseller set in 17th century Japan. Rick.
Shogun.
Shogun it is. $15 lead for the champion now. Yeah. Time now for the Fame Game. The players are playing not for dollars, but for a pick of the Fame Game board. However, money cards are up there. We're looking for the identity of a famous person. I am an actress, author, and jet-set personality, born in Europe about 1920. Before I moved to the United States in 1941, I was voted Miss Hungary. My movies include Moulin Rouge, Sue.
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Zsa Zsa Gabor it is, yes. And Sue earns that pick of the board. There are nine numbers up there, Sue. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
I'll pick number eight, Jim.
And behind number eight, we have a bedroom ensemble. A fashionable Dakota bedroom ensemble. Beautiful bedspread, pillow shams, and decorative pillows designed in contemporary applique graphics. Furnished by Dakota.
That's $760 worth, as a matter of fact. Very nice. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Yes, Zsa Zsa Gabor was voted Miss Hungary. And then she became Miss Dogpatch when she came over here. We'll be right back. Champion enjoys a $15 lead as we get back to business with this. What drink are you making if you're using a celery stalk to stir seasoning into tomato juice? Robert?
A Bloody Mary.
And vodka was the other. Bloody Mary is what it is. Robert pays off with his anticipation, goes to 25. According to the hit song of the 50s, she wore an itsy bitsy teeny weeny Rick.
Yellow polka dot bikini.
That's what it was, a bikini, yes. Rick goes to 40. Each July, what Canadian city hosts a famous rodeo called the Stampede? Rick.
Calgary.
Calgary, the Calgary Stampede. Yeah, I think it's the biggest in the world, if I'm not mistaken. And Rick goes to 45. What do you call those long, flat runners attached to your boots when you're shussing? Rick?
Skates.
No. No, skis.
That was the other one.
That's right. It's like left, right. Skates or skis. Now, if you're shushing, you're using skis. You lose $5 on that, Rick. But you still have the lead, a $15 lead. And with a $15 lead, well, can we enter? Oh, look at this.
Rick, there are some happy days in store for you. With this beautiful reconditioned 1970 Rockola jukebox, colorful and great sounding, it's ready to play 100 of your favorite tunes in stereo from Jukeboxes for Rent. And it's normally priced at $800. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
Last when I do. Now, Rick, that is a terrific thing. That jukebox is wonderful. $800 jukebox, got all those good things. Stray Cat Strut is on there. Oh, one of my favorites. The Chapel of Love. Go with you, the chapel. Rick, $10 it would cost. You would still have the lead. More than enough money for the gold bars. And you'd have a $5 lead if you bought it for $10. And I will give you, since it's a more expensive item...
Not the pocket, no.
$200 in cash. $1,000 bargaining, you still have the lead. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, Rick, now you want to hit... What? Oh, that means the sale surprise went with it if you had bought $600 more in cash.
You did to me last time, too.
We tried. Did you miss the last time, too?
Sure did.
Well, you just have to do more buying, Rick. That's the only way to do it. $15 lead. Back with us. Wallabies are a smaller species of... Robert? Wallabies are a smaller species of what Australian animal? Kangaroo. Kangaroo. They're in the same family. And you lose five on that, Robert. Back down to 20. In 1979, this actor made headlines when he was sued for palimony by his live-in girlfriend, Rick.
Lee Marvin.
Michelle Triola, I was going to say. Lee Marvin is what you should say. You're right. What's the more popular name for the two Civil War battles of Manassas? They were the first and second battles of Bull Run. Battle of Bull Run. And no one wanted to try that. In what city could you see some shows at the Palladium, Covent Garden, and Albert Hall, Sue?
London.
London it is, and Sue goes into second place now at 25. Yeah. Name the literary family whose members include humorist Robert, novelist Nathaniel, and Peter.
Robert? Hawthorne?
What?
Hawthorne?
No. Robert Benchley and Nathaniel Benchley and Peter, the best-selling author of Jaws. Benchley it was. And Robert, again, with that quick buzzer, loses five. Sorry about that. Talking about the Benchley, and they were, incidentally, all are related, but Robert Benchley was a great wit. And one time he left a New York hotel after he'd had a little bit too much to drink. So he asked a man in uniform to call him a cab, and the man turned around irritated and said, "Sir, I am not a doorman. I am an admiral." And Benchley said, "In that case, call me a battleship." We'll be right back. 15, Sue at 25, the champion in the lead at 45. And I was saying to Rick, I said, "Boy, I thought you'd like that jukebox." He said, "I've already got one. That's why I didn't buy that." Back to the fame game now, and a $15 money card added up there. Looking for a thing, famous thing. I am an animal closely related to the civet and genet. I was originally found in Asia and Africa, but I have been introduced into many parts of the world to kill rats and mice. I'm usually about... Rick?
The mongoose?
With very limited information, you are right. It is indeed the mongoose. Yeah. Well, Rick, you've earned yourself a pick of the board there.
I think I like number six.
And behind number six, we have luggage. Ventura's collection of fashionable luggage in the soft manner with digital locks and scrubbable Dura vinyl coverings and wheels on the Pullman furnished by Ventura.
Very nice. $525 worth of luggage. Good.
I don't have to use my paper bag anymore when I go on airports.
Okay, that's nice. That is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Of course, didn't find the money cards. They stay up there. Third and final crack will add the $25 money card as well. Back with this. The residents of what city watch their football team play at Mile High Stadium? Rick?
Denver.
Denver it is, as Rick beats Sue and Robert to the buzzer. Goes to 50. From the German word meaning gossip, a casual gathering for conversation and coffee is called a coffee, Rick?
Klatch.
Coffee klatch is exactly what it is, and Rick gets the $55 mark. The actor who walked around in women's clothes for many years on TV's MASH was... Rick?
Jamie Farr.
Jamie Farr is right, and Rick to 60. Yeah. Well, Rick, if you want to do some buying, you've stretched it out a little bit now. You're at $60. Sue's in second place at 25. Can we interest you in this?
Rick, make home movie history with a little help from this lightweight color video camera with removable microphone, plus an 8-hour versatile video cassette recorder furnished by Sharp. And this VCR and camera is normally priced at $1,300. But today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $15.
Very nice. VCR, the camera, the whole thing, $1,300. Do you have one of those at home?
No, I don't.
Okay. Cost you $15. You've got a big lead. If you bought it, you would still have a $20 lead. Let me reach in another pocket. How about if we add $300 in cash to it and you would still have the lead? Going once.
Great.
Going twice. This time he's going to buy. Enjoy that. It's beautiful. $300 in cash as well. Cost you just $15. We knock it off his score. His lead is cut, but it's a $20 lead. Can he hang on? We'll find out after this.
I hope so.
Hope so. Planning on it, right?
I just had mine stolen.
Captain Rick McCallum easily has enough money for those gold bars, but he must win. He's got a $20 lead right now. Name the character of the Bible who was swallowed by a big fish. Rick?
Jonah.
Jonah it is, as Rick beats everyone with a buzzer. He's quick. In what famous mountain range are you struggling to the top of K2, the second highest mountain in the world? K2 is in the Himalayas. The Himalayas. No one wanted to try that. For what film did Sam Shepard receive a Best Supporting Actor nomination for his role as test pilot Chuck Yeager? Robert?
The Right Stuff.
Right Stuff it is. And Robert, back to the $20 mark. Yes. Well, Sue, right now you are trailing Rick by $25, and somewhere on the board is a $25 money card. A famous thing. I am a phenomenon of nature that occurs in cold polar regions and high mountains. Rick.
The Aurora Borealis.
Incorrect. Champion took a chance, and this time it did not pay off. You're playing for a pick of the board, not for dollars, so you stay at 50, but you're out of the rest of the question. We'll clear the board, continue for Robert and Sue. There are two main kinds of me, continental and valley. Robert.
Drifts.
No. Oh, Sue, what a break. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. As it becomes evident, don't shout out any answers. I begin to form when more snow falls during the winter than melts and evaporates in summer. Snow builds up in layers and becomes compressed into dense crystals of ice. When the ice becomes thick enough, I begin to move under pressure of my own great weight. When I reach the sea, I break off in huge chunks that become icebergs. I am...
Glacier?
Glacier is exactly what it is. Yes. Well, Sue, now can you take advantage of it? They jumped in, and you have the rest of the question. What number do you like?
I'm going to try number 25, Jim. I mean, number 5 for the $25.
Okay.
Hell behind number five. We have $5.
You know she was thinking 25. Where were those big ones?
Behind the number one, the number two, and the number seven.
Oh, she was thinking $25 money card and just couldn't find it. Everybody's back in now. We finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Rick at 50, Sue for just four questions behind at 30, and Robert at 20. But I've got a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. Name the actor who created the role of Rocky.
Rick. Sylvester Stallone.
Right. Which north central state is nicknamed the land of 10,000 lakes? Rick.
Minnesota.
Right. What's the middle name of former FBI head John Hoover? Sue.
Jay.
Wrong. If you add a decade to a century, how many years do you have? Rick.
110.
Right. Name the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. Rick.
Amelia Earhart.
What?
Earhart.
Right. In what nation can you find the Aswan High Dam? Time. Time is up. Clear the board. To an American Indian, what is wampum? Sue.
Money.
Right. What naval hero said, I have not yet begun to fight? Rick.
John Paul Jones.
Right. On what TV show would you see the adventures of motorcycle cops Punch and John? Rick.
Chips.
Right. Name the great American architect who designed Tokyo's Imperial Hotel. Robert.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Right. Name the Greek tycoon who married the widow of John F. Kennedy. Rick.
Onassis.
Right. On which sacred Indian river is the city of Calcutta?
Time.
What city in Alabama? Time is up, and Rick is the champion once again. Congratulations. Back to the champion in just a moment. First of all, the sacred Indian River in the city of Calcutta, that is the Ganges River, and the Aswan High Dam is found in Egypt, and I asked for the middle name of FBI head John Hoover, and you thought of the J. It's J. Edgar, of course, Edgar Hoover. I know you know it. It's just time is going by quickly there. Well, I'm delighted that no one's going home empty-handed because, Robert, you got that rocker, made a good buy with $125 in cash, $425. Thank you. Good luck with your work towards sitting there on an anchor there.
Thank you.
And Sue, you got the betting with the cash in front of you. Not a bad stay. $790 in cash and prizes. Thank you as well. But it is Rick McCallum who's going shopping with me. Come on, Rick. Congratulations. Well, I said you only needed $1 and you easily got it. So with your now $259 in your bank, just say yes and you can walk away with this.
All that glitters isn't gold, but this certainly is. 17 gold bars. Each bar is 24-karat gold Credit Suisse. Weighs one troy ounce and is stamped 999.9 pure gold. Furnished by Deke Pereira of Los Angeles. Normally priced at $5,967. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
You saved the damsel in distress. Way to go. Now, you easily have enough money for that. Just say yes, and you can take those gold bars and everything else that you've picked up along the way and leave us. But again, coincidentally, you are $1 away with another win from a fabulous prize. Take a look at this, talking about gold.
Feel like a hero driving this luxurious touring bike. A limited edition motorcycle featuring a computerized fuel injection engine, an onboard trip computer, and AM/FM stereo cassette with four speakers. From Honda Santa Monica, normally priced at $10,500, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Isn't that wild? That is the next thing up the line. Get to $640, we'll give you every prize we've got on the stage. Get to $750, we'll give you all of the prizes, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $53,000.
In total is $122,854 in cash and prizes that should be yours. But Rick, right now, all you have to do is say yes, and you walk away with all of this gold.
You'd do that to me like this, wouldn't you?
It's up to you. Or you could put your money in the bank and play on. The motorcycle is next. You think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision right after this. Gold.
You're mean. You know that?
Rick McCallum, here, you can hang on to this, because if you say yes, I mean, that's all you got to do, and it's yours. Just say yes, and that gold is yours. Or give me the gold back with your $259 in the bank. You'd need another win and one more dollar for that motorcycle. Rick, what's it going to be?
Well, I'm going to come back. I like talking to Summer.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to get the gold back. We'll add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot. $54,000. Two new challengers, and Rick could maybe get a motorcycle next time on 7 Sensitive. I'm out.
Bye-bye.
Manufacturer suggested retail value, but are correct at the time of recording.